Blog Talk Radio.
Hello once again, this is Genevieve. Welcome to Genevieve Jim. Episode we speak about God's Word, taken to me, scientific perspective. How are you today? Cold where you are? Warm? Well, whatever. No, just enjoy the day. I pray you had a good day. Today's study is taken from, once again, from the book of Mark. Last week we talked about Jesus beginning his ministry and picking his disciples. And we're going to touch on that again briefly and go into it a little more depth. When Jesus started his ministry, he singled out it is going to be a new day. Let me go back to the verse that he said about chapter 1, first chapter of Mark chapter 1, go to verse 15. Now it says, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe. So there was going to be a change. You know, this is the beginning of Jesus' ministry. And after that, he began choosing his disciples. First he called Andrew, and Peter was called Simon. And then later he took James and John, the son of Zebedee. A question was put forth, why weren't the religious people called? Why won't the Sadducees or the Pharisees or people who had influence? What I saw here was the apostles, the fishermen. Now, being a fisherman, you gotta have patience. It's hard work. You gotta have patience because you have some days. You'll have those days where you might not catch much. Then you'll have those days where you catch everything. You know, I haven't done some fishing myself. You know, I know what this is about. And looking ahead, you know, 7 of the 12 apostles were fishermen. So there's something said about why he chose fishermen. And much patience, you gotta be long suffering. It's tough business. It's a demanding business, but you have to have the perseverance in order to be able to stay with that tree. Now, I also mentioned last week that, you know, why did Jesus choose, you know, fishermen? I also mentioned that the Galilee wasn't a big influential town. It was a small seaport in Nazareth. And so it was, you know, working people there. And Jesus lived in Nazareth, you know, in Galilee. Now we go to look at today's lesson. You see, let me go back a little bit. Okay, you already saw one barrier being built down. I wouldn't, you know, saying that it came with guys in here, I wouldn't say. You could say it's a barrier. I wouldn't call it a barrier. I just call it a change from what was before to something different. Now, when he chose his apostles, broken down the barriers, and rather than choose the influential and the people who had all the influence, he chose common everyday folk. And that was a big change, you know. What it signaled to me was the fact that Jesus knew what was in each person's heart. He knew what was in their heart, what they had. You know, as you study some of the lives of some of the apostles, you know, that's borne out. Now you study Peter's life, you know, you look at him, what happened with him. He was impetuous, spoke out, maybe without thinking, and he was to be the rock of the church, which he was. And later on, as we learned that he was martyred. He was hung on the cross upside down. And 11 of the 12 apostles were martyred. Only one who died a natural death was John, who wrote the book of Revelation. So that was one Mary. He used fishermen rather than go to the leaders of the town. Now, as you go later on, he's in the synagogue and he taught. And he spoke there, and people heard him. You know, they said, this man has authority. This man, you know, they say, he knows what he's talking about. It's a difference between when you talk about something, you know, maybe from the week, talk about something, and then you experience it. You know, there just seems to be a difference between when somebody can talk about something, maybe they have an experience, somebody who experiences and able to share it and talk about it. And it seemed to connect with people here. You know, they said in verse 22, they were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, as not as scribes. You know, he has a letter of the law, and then he has the spirit. Now, the law isn't the spirit, and they knew the letter of the law, they could tell you everything about the law. But Jesus demonstrated now he knew the law also, but he had the spirit. And this is what touched people. So it's just like one of the things of being an effective teacher is not only knowing your subject, but be able to impart the knowledge and also connect with your students that you're teaching. Some teachers are wonderful with that. I've had some wonderful teachers I was able to connect with. You know, and I thank God for them. And this is what happened when Jesus spoke. You know, they all looked at him. They all looked at him. You know, they whispered upon him, whispered to each other. As we see, you know, he healed a man who had none through the spirit. Well, I understand, the people have seen this before. You know, unclean spirits coming out. First they heard, the way Jesus spoke, told them that authority, that an unclean spirit came out of the man who's And the people said, what is this? A new teaching? With authority? And what Jesus did is, he now had a new teaching, as they said, for the Lord. And what was the teaching, as they said, but it had some weight behind it, it had something. You know, as I gotta say on the football field, when you play athletics, you know, it's one thing to have the ability, and it's another thing to have that ability to just blossom out on you on the athletic field or on the court. And then people also said that the man who's in the 1 feet and a thing. They don't want to spend the game straight. as you go all through, you know, all through Scripture, you know, God calls a lot of Jesus calls many people, people from everywhere. He was the one who had many women to carry in his ministry. And that went against the taboos that I thought women were considered property. And he was, that was something different. You go later on to the wedding in Cana, he went to a party, you know, I'm pretty sure he knew that something was drunk or something, had a little too much of drink. And Jesus sat there, you know, he was enjoying. I'm sure he was a person. Yeah. And he wasn't anything to, Well, Pharisees and Sadducees questioned because he's hanging out with people like that, I guess. Drunkards and sinners. And Jesus never cut himself off from anybody. He never cut himself off your few people with respect. Yours meant to where they go. And as you read through the gospel, you see a lot of areas later on in chapter 1, you see him pointing a weapon. You should also see later on that he brought to him. Where he was staying, he didn't hear shit. He didn't have any meat that spirit. He didn't have many uses. There were some scriptures he made yesterday. He healed the blindness of the woman from the issue of blood. And you can go on and on. You know, some things, there's so many things that he did. Now that he just told me to write him down, it's the same anyway. Now, also, I mentioned the fishermen. You know, when I think about that, you know, I think about our situation here, you know. You know, some people think because somebody doesn't have a college education, something that whatever they do is, you know, some people feel that you can't be successful unless you have a college education. And that's not true. You know, I have 2 degrees. I also learned a trade. You know, whatever God gives you to do, you know, whatever you decide to do, you know, this is what you do. I respect anybody who has, you know, can do a trade. My father worked on cars. He knew everything about a car. Auto body and something with it. Now some of you might ask, why didn't he choose the religious people? Why didn't he choose the Pharisees and Sadducees? Well, sometimes, you know, barriers. You know, it's one thing breaking barriers. Then there's the other side of it too. Are people receptive to something new? You know, breaking barriers is somewhat of a reciprocal thing. You know, you're not only breaking barriers, you have to be able to receive it and be open to change, that things are going to be different. And look at what Jesus did. Look at what he did with his ministry. Look at what the apostles did. You know, after Jesus resurrected, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, look at what they did. They broke barriers down, traveled to places, not bring the good news. And this happens even today, you know. No, it's wonderful we have our clergy and our pastor ministries, but it, you know, each of us has something we can do. We all have something that we can do. You know, there's no such thing as a, you know, person who can't do anything in God's kingdom. And that was, I found that Yeah.